You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We are thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with you. And this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay tuned to this broadcast, for we trust the Lord will make it a blessing to you. We're opening our service with the selection, The Lord Raised Me. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this gospel to this precious people today. We're thankful for the gospel, for Paul said, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So as our broadcast service goes forward, we pray the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sweet is the song I'm singing today.
I'm ready.
Our subject for today's broadcast, God's Justice and Mercy. And first of all, I call your attention to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 18. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? And then our second verse of scripture is found in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So our subject is God's justice and mercy. Perfection is one of God's attributes, and one that he gives mankind. We must be perfect if we are to see God in peace. Perfect means, in part, fully grown, mature, complete. It does not mean that we are above making mistakes. And we are to be perfect in our love for God and for his way. When God gives us his holiness, it is the same as that which he possesses, but of course not in only in nature, not in the amount. We're not capable of being like God in that sense, but we can be children of God, and we can have God's divine nature. So when God gives us his holiness, it is the same as that which he possesses. Again, in nature, not in the amount. God is the fountainhead of all holiness. From him everything pure must come. Where God is, there is purity. Remember the man Moses, who was watching his father-in-law's flock there on the mount, when he saw a bush burning that was not consumed, and he went over to see what it was like. And as he approached the burning bush, he heard a voice saying, Moses, remove your shoes, for you are on holy ground. Now, what was it that made the ground holy? It was God's presence. Anywhere God's presence is found, there is holiness. In the tabernacle, God's presence was in the second room, and in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem, the glory of God filled the temple. So God is the fountain of holiness, and from him everything pure must come. God, being infinitely holy, he must be infinitely opposed to sin, to everything that is contrary to his holiness, he is against. Yes, the Bible tells us God is angry with the sinner every day. God has no approval in any way upon sin. It is all contrary to his will and to his word. What is sin? Well, Apostle John tells us that sin is the transgression of the word of God or the law of Christ. So sin is contrary to the holiness of God. It's contrary to the will of God. Since God is opposed to sin, the more like God that you and I become, the more we will hate sin. Yes, we are to eschew evil. We are to hate sin. And Satan is one person, if I can call him a person. We can hate him. We are to not hate anyone as far as human beings are concerned. We're not even to hate our enemies. We are to love our enemies. But when it comes to that wicked spirit that we call Satan or the devil, we certainly can hate him, and we must hate him, for he is the originator of sin. And sin, I say, is God is opposed to sin, And the more like God that you and I become, the more we will hate sin. And the closer we come to God, the farther we will get away from sin. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. So the more we hate sin, the more we will love God. And the further we get away from sin, the closer we will get to God. God's attitude towards sin is expressed in Hebrews chapter 1 and 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Let me repeat that. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. The justice of God, God is good and long-suffering. But God also possesses another attribute, and that is justice. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. So God is indeed long-suffering. But again, I say, he possesses another attribute, and that is justice. Do not overlook that fact, for God is just as well as being merciful. The judgment God has dealt out to us is just as pure and holy as his character is. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God. On them which fell, severity, but toward us, or toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. Romans chapter 11 and verse 22. It is true that at one time the Israelitish nation was God's chosen people, but they turned away from God, and they turned to idols, and God cut them off. And he's telling the Gentiles here in Romans 11 and 22, because God had shown mercy to them and had saved them, it was not because of their righteousness or of their good work, it was because of the mercy of God. The judgment of God was dealt out against those that turned away from him and turned to idols. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. Romans 11, 22. There is great danger in presuming upon the mercy of God. A lot of times the Lord deals with unsaved hearts and they say, well, no, not now, I'm not ready. Beloved, it's not whenever you are ready, although you must come to the place where you are, but it's God's mercy. And I say there is danger in presuming on the mercy of God. For God said way back in the book of Genesis, my spirit will not always strive with man. Whenever God comes to an unsaved person, convicts them and draws them, they need to respond, else they may be eternally lost. For God will not strive forever. He will cut off. We read in the first chapter of Isaiah about those who would not listen to God, would not obey God. And then the time came when they were in trouble and they called. But God said, I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. So we must obey God, respond to God when he calls us. And we must forsake a life of sin to be a servant of God. And I say we must come to the place where we love God and we hate sin. God could not be God if he could not or should not sacrifice his attributes. So God must continue to be God and must take care of his justice and righteousness. So I say God could not be God if he should sacrifice this attribute of justice. He must execute judgment to whom judgment is due, and justice to whom justice is due. I am not doing away with all of his willingness to forgive a person, a repentant sinner, of his sins. No, that is a part of his mercy. But I do say there is a limit to his mercy, and there is a danger of putting off salvation until God will no longer strive with you. God dealt with Adam and Eve. His judgments are recorded in the Scriptures. He is a God of justice. Again, do not presume on the mercy of God just because he is a God of justice. God is good. God is loving. But he is also a God of justice. And I might say a God of wrath. For he has poured out his wrath on disobedient, hard-hearted, rebellious people in the past. People today are running over God's mercy, ignoring God's word, and rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, saying that he will not suffer them to be lost. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So we read in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. The mercy of God. God has another attribute besides his holiness and justice. And it is his mercy, his infinite mercy. And thank God for his mercy. Where would we be today if it were not for the mercy of God? The holiness of God, the justice of God, the righteousness of God, and the love of God. God lets us go on in our sins. When we strayed from him, he would have been just to cut us off. But to do so, he would have sacrificed his attribute of mercy. God is a merciful God. God's mercy is promised as well as his justice. And in God's dealing with man, remember Nineveh. God sent Jonah there with a message, 40 more days, and God's going to destroy Nineveh. But the king put away his kingly robe, put on his sackcloth and ashes, and he called a fast. Even the animals were required to do without their feed. And God saw their repentant attitude, and he spared them. He did not destroy them as he had said. So behold the example of God's mercy. But again, God's mercy is limited. In many respects, justice has been temporarily suspended so that mercy may be extended to us, the privilege of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. When you hear his voice, harden not your heart. So today is the day of mercy for many, and we need to respond to his mercy. God's mercy is shown in his giving his only begotten Son to die in our place. Yes, Jesus died in our place. Man could not save himself. He could not have escaped the justice of God if God had not provided salvation through his Son. And I would say salvation is available only through his Son. There is no other way. There's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we may be saved. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, and that's the man Christ Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus Christ gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. God withheld judgment for a while and sent Jesus Christ on a mission of mercy to give us an opportunity to come back to him. All we like sheep have gone astray, and God laid on him the iniquity of us all. But if mercy is rejected, then the penalty must be paid, and the wages of sin is death. Since Jesus paid the penalty for you, why not accept his pardon? Why not yield your heart and life to him? Come to him with a broken and a contrite heart, repenting of and forsaking your sins. Why die in your sins? If you die in your sins, it's eternal damnation. The danger of neglecting God's mercy. No one can repent except through godly sorrow. And it is the Holy Spirit that brings godly sorrow to our hearts. Some have been saved on their deathbed, but very few. And you're taking a great chance to wait till you're old. But don't you presume on the mercy of God just because there have been a few saved on their deathbed, especially when you have heard the gospel preached over and over. For you say, that is what I'm going to do. It's so presumptuous on the mercy of God. The Spirit of God will not always strive with man. Noah preached for around 100 years while building the ark. The Bible says he was a preacher of righteousness. But the time came whenever the flood came. Yes, Noah preached while he was building the ark. Doubtless people mocked him and made fun of him. They did not heed his message. And God told Noah and his family to go in the ark along with the animals. And God shut him in. Now listen, Noah didn't close that door. The Bible says God shut him in. And Jesus Christ said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. So Jesus is the one that opens the door, and Jesus can close that door if we spurn his love and his mercy. Noah preached, I say, for 100 years. People did not regard his message, but the flood came and took them all away, except Noah and his family, who heeded God's warning and went in the ark when God told them to. Now, Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem. And he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would spare you, how I would put you under my wings, as even as a hen puts her chickens under her wings. But you would not. And Jesus went on to tell Jerusalem, your house is left unto you desolate. And if you know anything about the siege of the Romans in 68 to 70, you know that there were hundreds of thousands of people perished. Why? Because they would not receive their Messiah when he came to them. Jesus came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. In conclusion, come every soul by sin oppressed. There's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. Those are the words of a hymn in one of our hymn books. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts and scriptures to our precious congregation today. Speak to hearts, deal with souls. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be a blessing to us to have a word from you. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741 USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland 21741 USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. I would remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. We have a number of magazines. We have an archive of a number of them. Also, you can listen to a previous broadcast if you missed any or would like to hear one over, for we have an archive of our broadcasts as well as our magazine. And our Sunday services and our midweek service is on the internet, and we invite you to be with us. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin E. Craig. We thank you for being with us, and we invite you to tune in this station next week for another Way of Truth broadcast.
My sins away. He took.